Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Tension builds over Ukraine.
The U.S. could send several thousand troops.
A plan to seize voting machines.
It takes things to a whole new level.
Cruise ship charts unexpected course.
We're all very scared. We did not know we were going to get off the ship.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The State Department has ordered families of diplomats and non-essential embassy staffers to leave Ukraine, and it's telling all private citizens to do the same. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it's just one of many things in play as fears of a possible Russian invasion increase.
Among the options presented to President Biden, sending several thousand U.S. troops to reinforce the eastern flank of NATO. They would likely come from within Europe and the U.S. and could be moved in ahead of an invasion, a move a Russian official says they would respond to appropriately. While no orders have been given, NATO countries are putting extra forces on standby and sending more ships and fighter jets to the region.
Moscow denies a British report that it wants to install a puppet government in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams has the latest from a country that's grabbed the world's attention.
On the other side of this frontier are around 100,000 Russian troops. And to the west, Russian fighter jets and missile systems are moving into place in Belarus for what Russia says are military exercises. Nina Balaya lives in the nearest village, potentially in the firing line if there's any kind of Russian incursion. She showed us her cellar where she stores food for the winter.
You can take shelter down here if the Russians invade.
They twist reality.
General H.R. McMaster is a former national security advisor and says President Putin only understands deterrence.
Power, Holly, power. Putin understands this. Putin will take whatever he can get.
Ireland has warned Russia not to carry out planned war games off the Irish coast. And tension, too, in the Middle East. The United Arab Emirates intercepted two ballistic missiles targeting Abu Dhabi. A spokesman for Houthi rebels in Yemen appeared to take responsibility. The head of the House committee investigating the Capitol attack confirms to CBS News that the Trump administration discussed an idea to have the military seize voting machines used in the 2020 presidential election. Chairman Benny Thompson on Face the Nation.
We are concerned that our military was part of this big lie that the election was false. So if you are using the military to potentially seize voting machines, the public needs to know.
He says the committee has questioned former Attorney General William Barr. There's word nearly 4,500 schools in the U.S. had to cancel in-person learning last week for at least one day because of the surge in COVID cases. CBS's Meg Oliver is reporting this morning from New Jersey.
As a mother, I just can't afford to, close the school again.
Single mom Raquel Tejada's sixth-grade son, Rayleigh, helped take care of his younger brother while the two were remote learning. But starting today, Patterson Public Schools returned to the classroom thanks to a rigorous testing program. Eileen Schaefer is the superintendent.
Being vaccinated, being boosted, having a test is the answer.
In Portland, Oregon, the public school district says around 13,000 of its 48,000 students are partaking in their weekly testing program. In New York City, just a third of students opted in to their testing program. Megan Fitzpatrick is an expert on infectious disease modeling.
If we could have every student take a rapid test before they went to school, that would be the gold standard.
Fitzpatrick says districts should try to aim for 80% participation in testing and a 24-hour turnaround for results.
Hundreds of people have been forced to flee their homes in Northern California as firefighters deal with a big blaze in a canyon near Big Sur. The fire is about 25% contained. Overseas, in London, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been given court permission to challenge a ruling that gave the green light for his extradition to the U.S. to face espionage charges.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A cruise ship is now in the Bahamas, docked in Bimini. The Crystal Symphony had been destined for Miami, but then a judge gave the okay for the vessel to be seized in Florida over a lawsuit about $4 million in unpaid fuel. Passengers are making the best of it.
The Bimini thing was weird. A lot of people are really upset, but you know what? You can't control it, so why not?
Some were ferried to Florida, others brought to the airport. One passenger posted on Facebook, "We all feel we were abducted by luxurious pirates." Now to Michigan, where Oxford High School is reopening for classes for the first time since a mass shooting there 2 months ago left four students dead. Stephen Wolf is the principal.
Being Oxford strong means asking for help when you need it, because we're all going to need some help getting through this.
In Milwaukee, five people were found dead with gunshot wounds outside a home. Police are looking for suspects. Arnita Holloman heads up the city's Office of Violence Prevention.
This is ridiculous. We are tired of seeing people's lives snuffed out too soon.
In Inglewood, California, four people were killed, one wounded, when several people opened fire at a house party. Mayor James Butts calls it an ambush.
This is the largest number of shooting victims injured in the city since the 1990s. These are sociopathic killers.
In Minneapolis, testimony opens today in the federal civil rights trial of three former police officers who were on scene when George Floyd was killed. Well, it was a wild weekend in the NFL playoffs. Three games ended with the road team kicking a field goal to win as time ran out. Then it was a shootout to wrap things up last night.
Down the middle to the end zone, and there it is!
The Bills took what looked like a decisive lead over the Chiefs on CBS in the AFC divisional game. But KC scrambled to kick a field goal to force overtime. Then it was Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce.
Looking to the end zone for the win! He caught it!
42-36, the final. Earlier in Tampa, Tom Brady had to rally the Bucs to catch the L.A. Rams on NBC.
Brady's going to hand it off. It's Fournette. He's going to take it to the end zone.
But a field goal gave L.A. the win in that NFC game, blocking Brady's path to another Super Bowl. From the world of music, guitarist Don Wilson has died at 88. He was co-founder of The Ventures, the best-selling instrumental band of all time.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Nearly a third of U.S. adults have admitted to cheating on their partners, but not in the way you'd think.
Not physical, but financial infidelity.
The most common is spending more than they're okay with, followed by holding secret debt or a secret credit card.
Analyst Ted Rossman with CreditCards.com says it's more common among young adults.
We found that 61% of Gen Zers and 48% of millennials are keeping a money secret. That's way more than Gen Xers, 28%, and baby boomers, 19%.
In a recent survey, most people said financial cheating is just as bad or worse than actual cheating. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
It's all about money this week in New York, with the porn star Stormy Daniels testifying in the fraud trial of Michael Avenatti, the lawyer accused of cheating her out of $300,000 in book proceeds. Avenatti has maintained his innocence. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.